Strength and help us to walk with you and talk with you, Lord. Go with us in this service, Brother Biff, Brother Lee, as he brings forth thy word. Help us to listen to him, Lord. Help it sink deep into our hearts and our minds. Give him the word this morning, Lord. Speak, Lord. Go with us now. Let thy will be done. Thank you once again for Jesus who died for us on a cruel cross. For this, we ask and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay, birthdays. Is there any birthdays?
I got two.
You got two?
Oh, man.
You have two birthdays?
A new great granddaughter?
Oh,
okay. A granddaughter.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, next is mountains.
Next Sunday we're going to celebrate, or we're going to have a recognition, I guess you can say, for our seniors, college seniors, and the graduated and seniors. High school seniors.
Oh.
I know we have one, and somebody tell me if there are any more. Oh, we have two.
I know you got three, at least for me.
We got Claire Horns.
You've got Nathan Marshall, who graduated from college, and Allie Claggett has graduated from college, and Andy Claggett from high school.
Oh, I didn't know she was right. Okay, we got Andy, and we got Claire Horns, and we got Ashley Peters.
Somebody else?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we don't want to miss anybody. Good morning, everybody. Good to see you. And it's good to be able to be here with you. I don't have, there's not much comment on the prayer list. There are three new names on there. But other than that, why, things are pretty much the same. Connie Williams is still waiting for her MRI in June to see whether her cancer is all gone. And Sherry Traynor is waiting for her next doctor's appointment to see if they can figure out what has caused her problem. But other than that, the prayer list is as you see it. We don't really need a lot of introduction to communion. There are many things we could say. But I think the words of Scripture are adequate as the Apostle Paul wrote them. He said, "The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" So let's remember him.
Psalm 123.
thank you for another day and the help to be here in your house this morning. Lord, this is a day that we're going to celebrate something that happened in this church 40 years ago. We just want you to know how grateful we are. You sent Brother Lee to come and be the minister at this church, and we are so glad that he stuck around for all these years, and we hope that he has many more to be here with us. Now, Lord, we also want to thank you for everything that you provide for us, including your son, which freed us from can free from sin, and to be able to have everlasting life if we shall choose to take that path. Now, Lord, we partake of this bread and this cup, which represents Jesus' body and blood that you took for us to have the opportunity, and we are grateful. It is in your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, you've given us riches beyond measure. We can only return a fraction of what we owe you. But we ask, Lord, that you will bless our offerings and help us to use them wisely in your service and for your glory. Amen.
Amen.
Let's join in singing. I see we have several guests here today, but two that I especially appreciate are friends of mine from piano lesson days. Mark and Jill Fielder are here. Their son took piano lessons from Lois, and we got to be very good friends. And I'm glad they're here today visiting with us. And Brad Howard from Brother Jay's church and several others that I'm not going to try to name all of you. But anyway, I'm glad you're here. And let's sing. Let's turn to hymn number 572 and sing all the verses except the third verse. Okay, let's leave out the third verse. Number 420 is our prayer hymn today. Let's stand as we sing just the first verse of In Times Like These and join in prayer. Heavenly Father, you've given us a joy that cannot be quenched. No circumstance or difficulty or threat can disturb this joy because it's rooted in eternity. By your Son Jesus, you have gladdened us with exceeding great and precious promises. And you've given us a sure and certain hope of everlasting life. So today, we praise you for your love and for your grace. And we pray that you will forgive our sins and hear our prayers and the songs of praise that we lift to you. The chaos of this crazy world clamors for our attention. But just now we pray you will focus our thoughts on eternal things as we worship you together, our Lord, our Redeemer. And we pray always in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. You know, as I planned this service, there isn't much to it except me singing. And I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but I thank God that He made me able to carry a tune. And it's been the delight of my life to sing, and I thank God that He enabled me to continue singing even to the tender age of 91, or almost 92. And I thank God for you folks who sit out there and listen to me patiently. I hope taking in the message of the songs, but you listen patiently no matter how poorly I sing them. So I appreciate that. We've been together 39 years, 364 days. Tomorrow it'll be 40 years, but I didn't think I could get you all together tomorrow. So we're celebrating today. And this is the way I celebrate, with a few of the many, many songs that are special to me. Let's see. Yeah, there it is. The first song I want to share with you, and I hope you will listen to the words of these songs, if I can make them clear to you, because that's what songs are all about. The words. The music intensifies the words. But the words are what's important. And I don't know of another gospel song that has a clearer message than this first one that I want to share with you. It's also special to me because my wife Lois used to accompany me when I sang it. And today I have that privilege again because she recorded this accompaniment and a few others for me, and I still sing with them. So I want to sing Not the Nails, But His Love.
They led the dear Savior to Calvary's cross, and He suffered and died on that tree. It was gain there for me, but for Him the loss of His life, for a sinner like me. They placed on His head not a kingly crown, for its like never since has been worn. And the pity He showed as they pressed it down far exceeded the pain of the thorn. Let the story be told, how the nails could not hold the Christ of the cross anywhere. It was love, love divine for your soul and mine. Not the nails, but His love held Him there. The light turned to darkness on Calvary's hill, and the sun spread a veil o'er its face. Jesus suffered and died to reveal God's will and the pathway to pardon and grace. Let the story be told, how the nails could not hold the Christ of the cross anywhere. It was love, a love divine for your soul and mine. Not the nails, but his love held him there.
Let's just sing our invitation hymn. It's number 318 in your hymn book. Just the first and last verses of Whiter Than Snow.
Jesus, I love Thee, perfectly true. I want Thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every idol and swell every foe. Now she and I shall be forever.
I think it may be a few minutes before dinner is ready, but dinner is waiting. They will let us know. So if you are able to stay for dinner today, I hope you just hang around and chat and get acquainted, and they'll let us know in just a few minutes. Let's pray together. Lord God, help us to live every day with a song in our hearts. A song of praise and gratitude for your unfailing love. Guide our steps as we leave this house, and help us bring a blessing to the world in which we live, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Take our name to pray. Thank you.